Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
7:14, Tim Zimmerman in Master Control, bringing us back with some Frank Sinatra. Joe Geruso joins us now, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Joe?
Good morning, Tommy.
Interesting meeting yesterday, eh?
Yes, it was an interesting meeting, no doubt about that.
Let me give you an off-the-wall question, all right? Shot out of a gun. You got to either merge Public Works and the Sewage and Water Board, or Sewage and Water Board and the Public Works. Which way are you going?
I'm going to merge probably Department of Public Works into Sewage and Water Board.
Okay.
And 2 years ago, I would have answered differently, mm-hmm. but after what I've seen the last couple of years, that's my answer right now.
Okay, let's talk about the public works side of it then. Let me start with these. Is there a website that we can go to? Because I was looking at catch basins and thinking, is that a big line? Is that a small drainage line? Because where does the breakdown come right now, pending legislation, with who has what drainage lines? As it stands now, Public Works has what?
Public Works has the catch basins, and then the term of art is linear line. It's the smaller pipes that are smaller than 36 inches. And then here's the line between the two. Then Sewage and Water Board has all the pipe, 36 inches and longer, all the way to the canal and the power and the pumps. And then to your question about where can you look, the city has a website, and the council also has a website, at least about how much or how many, rather, catch basins are being cleaned. Mm-hmm. So you can look both at a map of...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you can look at a map both of where they are and a total number.
I was looking for like a schematic of the drainage system and where the 36-inch lines are, where the greater than 36-inch lines are, so people could get an idea of where they live and what their catch basin drains into, et cetera, et cetera.
Not yet, but mm-hmm. I think that's an excellent idea. And look, that's part of what I passed with the DPW dashboard that we're going to be looking for when it comes online in July. Take mm-hmm. the catch basins and line out of it, but for lights, for potholes, for traffic signals, all of those things people want to know, when the 311 got inputted, how long it's been, when's expected to be filled, because I think people want to know, and to your point about the line, is do I have a smaller line, mm-hmm. do I have a larger line, how long has it been since something's happened, and I think the more information, and this is a theme I know, but the more information we tell the public about this is what's there and this is what's being worked on, the more conscientious they are about knowing what they're dealing with in terms of possible repairs.
I think you're right, because it goes to, it's an enigma shrouded in a mystery. What's the old thing from JFK, surrounded by a riddle or whatever it is? People don't know. And that's the same thing with, you know, you hear bifurcation about the lines, you hear bifurcation about Sewage and Water Board and Public Works, bifurcation about state agency or city agency. And it's just a big old mess, it seems like. However, with all that being said, what did you learn yesterday about catch basins? Let me take a step back, Joe. First, I saw you on TV on Channel 4, I think it was, talking about streetlights that have been out for 6 years.
Yes, there are a group of constituents in Councilmember Thomas's district who have a spreadsheet, and I think I got it for the first time a year ago, and I nearly hit the ceiling when I saw some of the ones they were reporting have been out for 6 years. And what I told DPW yesterday is there's a difference between a 311 report and do we know it's accurate or not because the data hasn't been maintained. But when residents are putting together their own spreadsheets and sending to you and telling you that you have to do this, that is an issue just to start with. And then number two, if I know a group of residents has spent so much time documenting something, I mean, the more evidence I get in an email from somebody the more attuned I think anybody should naturally be to it. But yes, there were lights in New Orleans East that have been out for 6 years, at least as of last year. And I think we wanted to highlight the fact that, as I said, a month, 2-3 months, people can understand that. But once you get to the year, 2 year part, people start getting extraordinarily and rightfully frustrated with what's going on.
I heard I'm sorry, Joe. I heard Helena Marino with Newell yesterday talking about street lights and copper thefts and everything, and it just seems like it's 2024. There's got to be some way to keep people from stealing a copper out of the streetlights, either on the who's buying it end or surveillance end or something. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, I know Helena is looking at, along with Department of Public Works, how you can use more solar, and so that way you take the copper out of it. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to be doing everything we can to prevent copper thefts. I guess I would kind of go back to the main point, though, which is there is a period of time for which it is just too long for something to be in a state of disrepair. And I don't know is the right time, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, but I do know when we have infrastructure that hasn't been repaired, for example, since Ida, like some of the lights on the interstate, that's just not acceptable. And it takes too long. It shouldn't be this long. And we have to find better ways of getting it done and moving it through much faster. And that's what the public wants, what the public is demanding. And my point to DPW has been, look, at various times, people get more frustrated. And I think for people right now, you're paying high property tax, your insurance is high, your street may have flooded, my light's not fixed. It's the accumulation of all of these things that are really making residents upset.
I'm just saying, in the circular nature of we change it, they steal the copper, lights out, got to change it, steal the copper, lights out, that'll drive you crazy. That's just nuts.
It is nuts. And look, it's got to be fixed. There's no question about that. And to any department's credit, if there's something where they're trying their level best and people steal something and it's happening repeatedly, that's sort of one thing. But when there's other problems that exist at the same time, that's because they're not being tended to quickly enough.
Yeah, that's no excuse for 6 years.
Correct.
Because at that point,
right,
you got a cold case. Good luck figuring that one out. All right, let me
take a
break. When we come back, we'll talk about catch basins and billing, because, you know, I don't know why there should be a limit or a ceiling on what is it? Because bills that are going to come out on a meter that it's going to be capped at 120% of the customer's average bill from the last 12 months, because in a lot of cases, that was just a guess to begin with, right? So now you got the accurate amount coming from the meter. I know it's about sticker shock and letting people understand what's going on, but it's a mess, man, I'm telling you. 722 traffic now, WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
727, quickly back to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. So when it comes to the billing thing, Joe, tell me about how exactly is it calculated now, how much your water bill is going to be?
Well, it's supposed to be calculated just based on an actual read, and that's supposed to be what the smart meters are supposed to do. It's supposed to take the human element out of it, and it's whatever water goes through the meter, that's what you're supposed to be charged with. What Sugeon Water Board said yesterday is their policy and ours is that if any bill gets higher than 20% of what you're supposed to get, it's supposed to be flagged and sort of stopped to see what the problem is. Now, I will just say two things. Number one, that's supposed to be the system right now, and bills over 20% go out frequently. And then secondly, what Sugeon Water Board would argue is, well, the bill is going to be accurate because we've taken all the human element out of it. And if the machine is reading it as 20% higher, then that should dictate that there's a leak probably somewhere, whether on the city side or the owner side of the meter.
But I guess I'm trying to figure out 20% higher than what, because if so many of these things are estimated, do you really have a baseline?
And look, that was all of my line of questioning yesterday. I kept on using Ms. Smith, who gets the bad bill. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the whole problem, is they have to establish credibility and actual bills that people can understand and rely on. And if you've had a series of bad bills before, so just take this for example. You get $100 every single month as your sewage and water board bill. If your bill goes up to $150, is that because you've had a bad estimate? Is that because there's been a leak? Is that because somebody just read it wrong and then you've had to fight it for such a long time, and then that estimate stays as part of your estimate going forward? So exactly. The point I was trying to make yesterday is you guys have to be very good about communicating and credibility, and not just being in a, well, machine read it, so it's all fine. Don't worry about anything that's happened in the past. It's going to take a period of time to build that trust.
When it comes to catch basins, I was mistaken. I thought they were contracting this out, but it's Public Works employees that are cleaning the catch basins, and now they're saying the problem is they don't have the employees to do it?
It's both. They're both contracting it out, and they're saying they don't have the employees to do it, to which we said, time out. We've been asking this question for a long time, to which you, Public Works, have been saying we do have the employees. So that's an issue. And then number two, I don't know how many more times we can harp on the fact that catch basins are the first line of defense that have to be cleaned. And going into hurricane season, it's at a premium.
I noticed you weren't wearing a tie yesterday. If I were you, I wouldn't wear one either, because I would be tempted to hang myself after going through this. Thank you, Joe.
A committee. Thank you, Tommy. Take
care. What did you start to say? A committee what?
I was just going to say, a committee meeting, sometimes I go without the tie. I just can't do it. Sometimes
I think for a safety precaution, I wouldn't wear one. Just leave it at home. Don't even fool
Understood.
Me. Thank you. Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. You too. We'll take a break, come back, talk about federal debt continuing to grow and grow. Right now it's time for WWL First News.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.